McCallum says the recent scandal over pension increases for Milwaukee County officials and the use of legislative caucuses for campaigning have shaken Wisconsin's reputation for clean government. The task force includes the deans of the state's two law schools, two district attorneys, and the president of the State Bar Association. McCallum says holding up votes for political concessions or campaign contributions is not illegal, but should be. Democratic Representative Gary Sherman, a former president of the State Bar Association, says those activities are probably illegal under existing bribery laws, but Sherman says it would be a good idea to spell out the law. McCallum also says the task force should consider a law withholding the paychecks of the governor and legislators if the state budget is not passed in time. Some other states have similar provisions, but Sherman says it wouldn't work and could result in worse laws.
People shouldn't be deceived into believing that democracy has to be neat and tidy and pretty. The people who founded this country didn't think that democracy was going to be easy or pretty. And people need to realize that the issues are real and that the disputes are often not only substantial, but of critical importance to them and to their families. And this isn't television, it's real life.
McCallum wants the task force on ethics reform to make its recommendations within 3 months of its first meeting. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.